Well, it looks as though that the Mount Lyell Strawn Picnic for 2022 is going ahead on Wednesday, the 26th of January, Australia Day. And I'm joined now by the absolute passionate man and chief organiser of the picnic every year. He's basically the voice of it, actually. I've got Lee Stiles on the line. Lee, how are you going?
Yeah, Scovo, I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. So it's going ahead, which is fantastic. Was there any consideration first up that it mightn't go ahead because of this horrible COVID that's now on our shores?
Scovo, we've certainly kept an eye on the public health advice. And, you know, we learnt a lot last year having to run our first ever picnic under the COVID safe events framework. But no, the committee are feeling very energised and very ready to run this year's picnic. Scovo, in 124 years, the picnic's only ever been cancelled twice, and that was during World War II when coal was rationed.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, we know that we've got a big kind of legacy and a history that we have to live up to, and the committee are energised to do that.
Excellent. All right, well, it starts at 10 a.m, all the usual stuff, but any new stuff happening this year?
Look, just the favourites that everyone knows and loves. So at 10 o'clock, we will start assembling people for the children's bike race. So that's always our first event. Kids just need to bring their own bikes and helmets. Helmets absolutely essential. So that's what we'll start with, and then we'll just go through the usual program that people know and love. So we've got our sack racing, our egg and spoon racing, our all our children's foot races, sandcastle building competition, and then the adult events as well. Tug of war, hammer the nail, step the chain, and those type of things. So that's what people can look forward to on Wednesday, the 26th of January.
I remember Felix Ellis last year, the minister, of course, so he was very keen on taking part in the tug of war. It is very popular, that tug of war.
Yeah, so it's such a great way. So the tug of war is the last event of the day. It's such a great way to finish up the picnic. And look, we usually end up with a Queenstown versus Strawn kind of tug of war in both the ladies and the men's. And it's always a lot of fun, and people get around it, which is great to see.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? People have always embraced this annual event every year. And I mean, it's, as you said, it's been going on for so long. What is the key to that? Is it just a community thing?
Look, I think so. So, you know, to bring the picnic to you every year, there's a volunteer committee which work hard all year round to actually bring the picnic. So those guys are absolute legends, and they work very hard. I think there's quite an appeal in the program that the picnic offers. So it is a very traditional program. We have deliberately not messed with that program. It is a traditional program, and I think people love that about the Mount Lyell Strawn Picnic. Has been going, as we mentioned, for 124 years. So that means that there's many generations of families on the West Coast and those people who travel back to the West Coast who are familiar with the picnic program and the memories that brings.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the perfect location too there on the beach.
Yeah, we love it there at West Strawn Beach. It's such a good location.
Absolutely. Now, being a picnic, it wouldn't be a picnic without the food. What's available this year?
Look, this year we have the Queenstown Lions Club operating the barbecue, and we have the Strawn CWA who are operating a canteen. As far as what we're providing for children, so the picnic committee will provide fruit, juice, sweets, ice cream and water, and fairy floss to children. So look, apart from the cost of lunch, everything else is free. You know, if you wanted to, you can bring a picnic lunch. That's no dramas at all. And then it is a free day for everyone. Just a fun fact for you, Scovo. We award 118 first place prizes on the day and 66 second place prizes. And every person, young and old, who participate in an event will get something. It's a great day for everyone, and it's also very affordable for families.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously, it has to be a COVID-safe event, so you want to run us by the procedures for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So Within the COVID safe events framework, we do need to keep track of how many people are on site at all times. So we do ask people to register using the QR code on arrival for contact tracing purposes, and also to receive a wristband. The wristband is just so that we can keep a tab on how many people are on on the site.
Yep.
The normal precautions, so we're certainly encouraging people to keep the social distance of 1.5 metres at least. Being an outdoor event does mean there's less of a risk, I suppose, as far as the COVID transmission.
Yeah.
That said, we're not completely safe. So people will still need to, use the hand sanitizer before and after the toilet.
Absolutely.
Yep. If they're sharing kind of equipment as part of any of the picnic events, we expect that they'll sanitize again before and after. But just also take precautions. So, I expect that everyone will still bring a face mask. It's not required to wear them until we go over 1,000 people.
Okay.
That based on the advice at the moment, I will say that it may change before the 26th of January.
Nice.
But, being an outdoor event certainly has its advantages.
Sure. Okay. Now, one of the things that makes the day what it is, as far as I'm concerned, is your golden voice bellowing out throughout the day as you're the MC. Is that the case this year, Lee?
Yeah, Skirbo, it sure is. Look, I have people say to me funny things like, oh, it's picnic day because I can hear you at Regatta Point or wherever someone might be in Strawn. We have this, 100-year-old PA system, but it is so good on the day and it's very, very loud. I'm there as the race announcer. We've got our fantastic committee who will help make the day a success. And as I said, the Strawn CWA and the Queenstown Lions helping us all with the food.
Excellent. All right. Well, good to talk to you today, Lee. All the best to you. We look forward to the annual event once again this year, and all the best for the new year ahead too.
Thanks very much, Skirbo.
Okay, good on you. There we go. Lee Styles, of course, the face and the voice and the organising principal behind the Mount Lyell Straw and Picnic, of course, coming up this year on the 26th of January once again.